UFO Reporting Center.
Yes, may I speak with someone who can take a report on a UFO, please?
You're speaking to him.
Okay, who am I talking to, please?
Bob Gribble.
And I'm calling you from Grayland, Washington.
Okay.
And we live right here on the ocean. Now, just a moment.
You guys stay downstairs and be quiet for a little bit, okay? Thank you.
The last three nights, we've seen a red, fiery object in front of our home here on the beach. And it appears between 8 and 9 o'clock. Appears again tonight.
Uh-huh.
Last night it lit the sand and everything up red. There's 8 people in our home this evening and they all saw it. I'm a fisherman. I spend like 100 days in the summer on the ocean with my commercial fishing vessel.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like it. It's too high to be a buoy or a ship. I called the Coast Guard the first evening. The Coast Guard sent a lifeboat out to see what it might be. They have no explanation for it. They unofficially felt that it might be a UFO also. That would be the Grace Harbor Coast Guard.
Yes.
It appears very, very brilliant in red, fire red, like a signal type red, red light, I guess, like a quarter starboard light.
Yes.
And it also has white flashing lights on it. And it disappears to the west to beat hell. Almost like it was some sort of an aircraft.
Okay.
But it's in the same place three nights in a row.
This is due west of you?
Yes, which would be right straight towards, I guess, Japan.
Right. Okay.
I have no explanation for it. The Coast Guard said, hey, we've got no explanation. It's crazier than hell. So I thought I'd pursue it a little bit further.
Okay.
And people that we have as witnesses are very responsible people.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, do you have any estimate as to how far away it is from you?
It looks like it starts out, I would say, about 4 to 5 miles.
Okay.
And once it disappears, it's over the horizon. Now, if it's, let's say, 300 or 400 feet in the air, then that would put it like 25 miles out. And it does this in a matter of 8 or 9 minutes.
And the radiation of light from this object actually lights up the surface?
Well, it lit up the beach last evening, let's say, where the wet sand is from the ocean surf.
Yes.
And it lit the beach up good. And it looks like a lighthouse, if you're familiar with the lighthouse.
Yes.
Where it'll blink white and then it'll blink red.
Right.
Well, it appears like it's red like a lighthouse all the time. And it remains stationary for quite some time and then it leaves. Now, whether I have no, I can just guess whether it's because of the moon diffusing ice particles or what, I don't know. The moon isn't up yet. It's
just
now coming up.
No.
The other two nights, it was up quite a ways.
Okay, now last night when it actually illuminated the beach, was it about the same distance away?
Yeah, it always looked like it was a little closer.
Okay.
Depends on when we can stop and, you know, and see it. The night before that, it stayed, you know, a much, much longer period of time. Probably, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Long enough that, the, you know, the Coast Guard sent their motor lifeboat out to see if maybe somebody was in, you know, in trouble.
Okay. How about tonight?
Well, they quit. They just don't understand what the hell it is. They said, man, we don't know. You know, have no explanation for it.
Okay. How long was it visible?
Huh?
How long was it visible tonight?
Well, when we first saw it this evening, I'd say 15 minutes.
And then she just moved off west again?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we don't know, you know, my first reaction actually would be that the Russian trollers have got something going on there, but I have no goddamn idea. I couldn't tell you. I've never seen anything like it.
Can you give me any estimate of size?
It's hard to tell. I would say it'd be about the size of an average house. It looks big.
Okay. Did you hear any sound at all involved?
No, you can't hear because of the surf.
Right, okay. And how's the weather there?
Clear, crystal clear and cold.
Okay. How many witnesses were involved on both nights?
Evening, and there was one, two, three, four of us the other evening. I wasn't home last night. My wife called, so I called the Coast Guard. When I got home, I called the Coast Guard again, and they said, yeah, we saw it. We don't know what the hell's going on.
Okay.
So the Grays Harbor Coast Guard, they can tell you all about it, too.
Okay. And where did you get our number?
I got it from the Air Force.
Okay. Would that be McCord Field?
Yep.
Okay. Well, sir, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll see if we can't come up with some answers regarding what you're seeing.
Well, I'd sure like to know, because we don't sleep so hot here the last few nights.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, you know, there's no explanation for it.
Has there been any other unusual things going on in that area that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of, no. You know, I mean, we live here, and we take life pretty easy, and we work hard in the summer fishing. First damn thing I've ever seen like it, period.
Has there been any earth tremors or aerial concussions involved with these sightings?
No, none.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Zero. Like I say, the Coast Guard could tell you more than I could, because they would have exact times, and I'm sure they've got plenty of witnesses down there.
Okay. All right, sir, we'll see if we can't come up with something, and if we do, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Well, I would venture to say if the odds are running the same like they were, you've got somebody, you get them down here tomorrow, and they'll see it.
Uh-huh. That show is about 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That's what it has been, definitely. And, you know, I don't know if the weather's going to be clear and a guy could see it or what. I have no idea.
Okay, thanks again.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye.